Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call of Aether Industries Limited, hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nilesh Ghuge from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashri. Good afternoon, all. On behalf of HDFC Securities, I welcome everyone to this Aether Industries conference call to discuss the result for the quarter and financial year 2022-23. From Aether Industries, we have with us today Dr. Aman Desai, Promoter and Whole-time Director, Mr. Rohan Desai, Promoter and Whole-time Director, Mr. Faiz Nagariya, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Shubhangi Desai, Executive IR. Without further ado, I will now hand over the floor to Ms. Shubhangi Desai to begin with the earnings call for Q4 and FY23. Over to you, Shubhangi.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Nilesh, for the brief introduction. Last Saturday, on May 6, 2023, our board has approved the results for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2023 and year ended on March 31, 2023. We have released the same to the stock exchanges as well as updated the same on our website. Please note that this conference call is being recorded, and a transcript of the same will be made available on the website of Aether and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of Aether Industries Limited and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion will include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations on future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. Aether Industries or its officials do not undertake any obligation to publicly update any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of future events or otherwise. Dr. Aman Desai will begin by sharing the ongoing expansions and strategies of the company going forward. Mr. Faiz Nagariya will cover the financial highlights for the period under review, and Mr. Rohan Desai will talk on a high-level overview of Aether's business. Now, I hand over the call to Dr. Aman Desai to share the updates. Over to you, Dr. Aman.
Thank you, Shubhangi. Good afternoon, everybody. In spite of it being a Monday, I do hope that everybody is doing well, and I'm happy to connect with you all to discuss the performance of our company for the quarter four and the full year of fiscal year 2022-23. We have, in January 2023, launched our Site 3 for the production, which is a greenfield production site for our new products. Trial runs had started in January 2023, and commercial production has also begun since January 2023, end of month. We will stepwise start up production of five new advanced pharmaceutical intermediates in this new Site 3. All five products will be manufactured for the first time in India by Aether. We have also recently got the possession of the Sites 3+ and 3++, which are land plots adjacent to Site 3, where we'll be launching three new products for agrochemicals. This will expand our Site 3 to essentially double its original size, and these three new products for agrochemicals, which will be in addition to the five new products, which are advanced pharma intermediates that we are manufacturing at Site 3. The land parcel for the next greenfield manufacturing site, which is Site 4, has also been increased from 8,000 square meters to 18,000 square meters in the recent months. Documentation for the possession of all the plots and the amalgamation into a large extended Site 4 is already going on. Our plans towards the next two greenfield manufacturing sites, namely the aforementioned Site 4 in Surat and the Site 5, the large production site in Site 5 in Panoli, are all advancing well, and various activities are going on for these sites 4 and site 5 towards the planning, including initial civil construction, product selection, regulatory approval, and overall design of these two new sites. The reason for the large capex is primarily on the backing of robust inquiries and outsourcing opportunities which we have been receiving, and which we remain confident in our abilities to grab these opportunities and work with world-class multinational innovators across the sectors in the chemical industry. The growth in our CRAMS business model is continuously on the rise in the current fiscal year, and the demand for the products in contract manufacturing is also increasing quarter on quarter. We have also recently made a few public announcements in this regard, which reflect this continuous growth, which include partnerships with Polaroid in Germany, Otsuka in Japan, and Saudi Aramco in Saudi Arabia, the last one which I'll speak shortly about as well. We remain upbeat and positive on this business model for future outlook. As in the last quarter, we continue to see a significant upward trend in inquiries, customer additions, previous contract renewals, and actual business being translated into revenues in both the business models of CRAMS and contract/exclusive manufacturing. The biggest announcement in this quarter, which came from our end, was the letter of intent signed with Saudi Aramco Technologies Company. The letter of intent captures the preliminary terms between Saudi Aramco and Aether of a detailed licensing agreement towards the manufacturing and commercialization at Aether of the Converge Polyol technology and product series, the manufacturing process for which has been previously jointly developed and validated at pre-commercial scale by Saudi Aramco and Aether. New customers added during this quarter are 13 in number, which all are added in the large-scale manufacturing business model. We have two returning customers with whom we have done business previously before 2 years in the CRAMS business model, and they have come up with new molecules to be developed under the same CRAMS business model. This shows that the trust that we have built with these customers across all the business model returns for repeated business. R&D expenditure for the 12 months of fiscal 23 stood at 7.5% of the total revenues. This includes revenue plus capital expenditures. The strength of the R&D team has increased from 164 in March 22 to 233 in March 23. Our three business models continue to be robust, and we are seeing growth in all business models. Large-scale manufacturing business model, which was seen contributing less in the first 3 quarters of fiscal 23 due to the pharma sector being down overall, has contributed well in the last quarter of fiscal 23 as new products are launched in site 3. In the large-scale manufacturing business model, which are of high value and have significant demand in the market. The pipeline in R&D, as always, is packed for future molecules, with plans to launch these molecules in the upcoming years in the Site 3+, 3++, Site 4, and Site 5 greenfield manufacturing sites. With that, I request our CFO, Faiz Nagaria, to share the financial highlights of Q4 of fiscal 23. Faiz, over to you.
Thank you, Dr. Aman, and good evening, all of you. The total revenue of the company was ₹6,676 million in the financial year 23, which has led to an increase of 12% in the total revenue financial year on financial wise. The EBITDA has grown at 16% on FIO basis from ₹1,751 million in financial year 22 to ₹2,028 million in financial year 23, thereby resulting in EBITDA margins of 30.4% in financial year 23. That increased from ₹1,089 million in financial year 22, which was 18.2%, to ₹1,304 million in financial year 23, which is 19.5%, being 19.7% more compared to the last financial year. The company is planning for capex of ₹7,500 million over FY 24 and FY 25 for site 3+, site 3++, site 4 and site 5, along with R&D and pilot plant expansions. We have taken an enabling resolution for raising additional equity in our board meeting for taking care of the capex plan over financial year 24 and financial year 25, for which the approvals of the shareholders is awaited. Now I will request Mr. Rohan Desai to talk on high-level overview of Aether's business. Over to you, Rohan.
Thank you, Faiz, for the financial highlights. In terms of the demand, we have continued to see good growth in quarter four, which has started in quarter three, compared to the first half of the financial year. We are seeing strong demand for our products and expect the demand growth to continue, and are not seeing any signs of slowdown for our customers in the West. For our products, the end price have been fairly stable across the board. Average selling price of our product, which was 1,450 rupees per kilo in financial year 2022 have gone up to ₹1,766 per kilo in financial year 2023. On the raw materials front, we are seeing the prices getting stabilized, which will aid to our margins going forward. As mentioned by Aman, we are seeing great traction from the customers based out of Europe and US respectively for the CRAMS business. With the utility crisis in Europe, we have seen significant increase in opportunities for the CRAMS business. This, to a certain extent, has been demonstrated by our recent announcements with respect to our partnerships with Polaroid and an increase in business with our existing agrochemical customers. Coming to the three independent business models, in financial year 2023, we have seen 52% of our total top line coming from large-scale manufacturing business model, where we anticipate good growth in the future due to the launch of new products in the greenfield manufacturing site 3. 13% of our total top line comes out of contract research and manufacturing services business model, and our third business model, that is contract plus exclusive manufacturing, contributed to 34% of our total top line. We have achieved a good balance between large-scale manufacturing business model, CRAMS, and contract plus exclusive manufacturing, which does not make us dependent on any single business model. Our sales mix stands at pharma 42%, agrochemical 35%, material science 5%, high performance photography 6%, coating 3%, and others including oil and gas at 9%. Our export stands at 69%, which includes exports to SEZ and EOU units in India, and domestic sales stands at 31%. Export outside the geography of India accounts for 41% of our total revenue from operations. We believe that with the launch of new products, building up the new capacities, seeing the increasing demand from marquee clients across the sectors and geographies, and renewal of existing contracts, we are certain to deliver good growth going forward. We are also excited about the growth at Aether, and with the commencement of the CAPEX for Site 3++, Site 4, Site 5, and we are confident of our new products launches, which are in our pipeline. Thank you, and back to you, Shubhangi.
Thank you, Mr. Rohan. We would now request the moderator to open line for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Move on to the next question from the line of Jainam Gelani from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I just wanted to know, what is our current order book as of now?
The order book stands at 312 crores as of quarter four ending.
And can we divide it segment-wise, like how much would be CRAMS, how much would be manufacturing?
We have not done that, but we can share that information with you.
Okay, sir. And so what was the utilization levels for this quarter and for FY23?
So total utilization is around 71% for the FY23.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Participants are requested to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, can I be heard now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sorry about that. Yes, so I just had one question about the equity raise that we are planning for about 750 odd crores. Could we have some kind of color as to what exactly the CAPEX will be going towards? As in which particular segments? I presume this would be for Site 4 and Site 5, I think, right? And some more details on that front.
We are planning the CapEx in three sites, site 3++, which is recently acquired, which doubles the capacity of site 3, site 4 and site 5. This will be in the tune of approximately 200 to 250 crores per site. We are talking about three sites at this moment, and it is a mix of contracts with exclusive manufacturing and large-scale manufacturing. As we are working on the multi-purpose plant, we do not differentiate between the large-scale and the contract manufacturing, and so it is hard to differentiate this whole investment in two terms. So we will be investing in multi-purpose plants in all these three sites, and as we see which products will be fitting into which site is what we are planning right now, and we'll be designing and we'll be updating you in the upcoming quarters.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm one more thing, just a follow up. So the margin profile asset turn should be roughly very similar to what we are doing right now.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine.
On maturity.
Yes, thank you for that. One other question I had was regarding working capital. So working capital has still remained a bit on the stress side at the end of FY23. Could you have some more color on this?
Yeah, so you are right that the debtors days have gone up a bit, and that is because of the few customers, very big multinationals, they have delayed some payments, which they had done in the past also, but then they released the payments. Again, the payments which were pending in the March have come in the April month and May month also. And we are hoping that the data cycle will subside and it will be within the range of 120 days, 122 days by this fiscal year end. There are no provisions or no bad debts provisioning required, because all the customers are good with us and the payments are flowing properly.
Okay, so if we have received some payments in April, May, do we have some kind of a rough indication as to how much is it reduced by?
It is reduced by at least 10 days or so recently.
Okay, fine.
Because some customers also do not pay on 31st March. That is the strategy maybe. And so the payments then flow in month of April. That has been the strategy we have seen since last 2-3 years or so.
Okay, I see. And lastly, just one specific question on fourth quarter numbers. So OPEX for other expenses in fourth quarter has decreased sequentially by a little bit. I mean, is there any particular reason for this?
No, see, there is no specific reason for that. But only thing is because the revenue, if you see, in the fourth quarter was the highest of all the four quarters. Based on that only, the expenditures have been remained the same. There are no major, it will be very less deduction. That is because of the electricity, because our solar power plant started giving us full optimization in the last quarter, which started in from July, but then it was coming up and it started giving more outputs in the third quarter, and the fourth quarter it was fully giving us the output. So that is helped us reduce the electricity cost, and also steam prices, we were able to bring them down considerably in the last quarter.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Neeraj Thakkar from Profit Tantra Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, in previous calls, we have mentioned we want to balance out all the three business models, basically. So my specific question is with respect to CRAMS, where it is now 13% and has the highest margin. So, sir, any idea how much time it will take to scale CRAMS to around 33% of the portfolio? And second question was with respect to do we need any additional investment for CRAMS to scale up, or investment in Site 3+ and expansion in 4 and 5 will also aid in CRAMS business scaling up?
So, Neeraj, can you repeat the last part of the question, please? Sorry.
So, since we are planning to scale it to 33% of the portfolio from currently 13%, so current investments, what we are doing in Site 3+ and in 4 and 5, will that investment also will aid in scaling up the CRAMS model, or or it will need any additional investment separately.
Okay, understood. Thanks, Dheeraj, for the question. Let me clarify that a little bit. The CRAMS business model the revenues come from the revenues of the projects done in the R&D and the pilot plant. And when the molecules and the products and projects from the CRAMS business model go into the manufacturing assets, these transfer into the contract manufacturing / exclusive manufacturing business model bucket. And so as a whole, you can consider the CRAMS and the contract manufacturing business models as one, for example, because in the CRAMS, they are in the R&D and the pilot plant, and the contract manufacturing, they go into the manufacturing assets. And so since the revenues were coming from different sites, site one, which is the R&D and pilot plant, we have bundled that into the CRAMS business model, and the site, other sites for production sites into the exclusive manufacturing umbrella, we have bundled that into the exclusive manufacturing business model. So in terms of diversification of the pie, you should essentially consider large-scale manufacturing as one business model and the combined CRAMS and contract manufacturing as the second business model, in which case we have already achieved the 50-50 split that we want, because right now today, if you look at our numbers, 52% is the large-scale manufacturing business model, and 35 plus 13, which is 48%, 49% are the combination of the CRAMS and exclusive manufacturing business model. So that is one aspect of looking at it. And the second aspect of looking at it is that since the CRAMS comes from the R&D and the pilot plant, which are typically smaller projects, higher value and higher EBITDA margins, as you have pointed out correctly. But the top line revenues, the larger revenues come always from the per kilo large scale manufacturing. And so the CRAMS business model will never be able to compete with the contract manufacturing and large scale manufacturing business models in terms of the top line. And so our ultimate goal is to have a 40-40-20 split of the large scale manufacturing business model, contract manufacturing business model, and the CRAMS business model. So in essence, we want to take the 13% gradually up over the next few years to 15%, 17%, and 20%. And for which, to address the second part of your question, we will be looking at maintaining the R&D spend as a percentage of the overall revenues as the revenues go up to be consistent at the 7-8% level typically, and we'll be investing into the R&D and the pilot plant assets, which will help to grow the CRAMS business model from the 13% today to 15-17-20 in the future. So hopefully I answered your question, Dheeraj.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pratik Oza from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just one question I had. Any of the products which we manufacture has its application in the
sir, I'm sorry, you're not clear. Can you please use your handset?
Yeah, I'm audible now.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just had one question. Any of the products which we manufacture, does it have its application in the oncology segment in pharma?
No, currently not. The various advanced intermediates that we make have no direct application in the onco market. We do have a packed pipeline, which I would not like to divulge at this point, but the current manufacturing assets do not have any application in oncology.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Riddhima Goel from Aquan B Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I just have one question. As I'm looking at your past performances, we were growing our top line like more than 30-35%. As we were very at the nascent stage, so that was, it was easier for us to grow at a faster pace. But now looking into FY23, we have grown just 10%. So I just wanted to know, like, why is this happening, and what would be the growing growth rate for us, both top line and bottom line?
Yeah, so thank you for this question. We have grown over a period of time since last 3-4 years is because of the assets which are already on the ground. The second, we were using capacities close to 80%
previously, and we have debottlenecked, and currently using the assets at 70%. The site 3 came online in December-January period, so we only had 3 months to deliver out of that product, and we had to stabilize the site also. So coming for going forward, you will see site 3 in full action, and it will give its attain its mature state in 18 months period from now. So we were not able to grow in essence because we did not have assets on the ground, and that is the reason why we are going for a capex plan as we speak. Also, looking towards the business segments, pharma was not performing well, so we lost quite a few top line in the pharma intermediates also in this current year, and which has also again regained shape as we speak. And so pharma was globally down, and hence this result was also affected in a way. So our targets were slightly ambitious this year, but we were not able to perform as per our internal expectation.
Okay, and one more question I wanted to ask. Sorry, continuing with the existing question, what is the growth we are expecting for next 2 years then?
So next 2 years, we will be looking at interesting growth. So we have invested on site 3 plus close to 200 crores, which will attain 60% efficiencies during this period of time. And also the pharma is already showing strength. So I believe you can just guess estimate this number by yourself and figure it out. I mean, I'm sorry, I would not like to put the number on this. But the results for the next year would be far more better than this year. And in terms of the EBITDA and PAT, we have already shown a nice PAT number in terms of the percentage and in terms of the EBITDA percentage, and we would like to build it up from here.
Okay. And the second question which I wanted to ask was just a clarification. You said 200 to 250 crores of capex per site, right? The total 3 sites. So we can assume around 600 crores of capex in how much time?
Yes, so we have put up an enabling resolution of 7,500 million rupees, and we are looking at this capex to be deployed in 2 financial years, this financial year and the next financial year.
Okay, what would be the asset terms we can assume for this capex?
We have been able to deliver asset turn of 1.8 to 2 times, and we'll look to build up from this, and we'll target minimum of 2x, and we'll like to build it up from here.
Okay, and this capex will take like how much time to reach to its optimum utilization level? Like after 2 years, when will it reach to the utilization level?
18 months.
18 months. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, Ridhima.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Prabhjakar Venkatraman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for the good set of numbers. My question is, the capex which you are planning for the next 18 months, now, will it be in the short term create a dent on your profit? And how do you propose to overcome that? Because you're already the current year growth rate is come down compared to the earlier 3-4 years. Thanks.
So sorry, we were not able to clearly listen to you, sir. Can you please repeat the question?
No, the current capex, you are planning 70 crores of capital rising in various modes. That is towards the capex, right? And that capex, you know, it's going to take 18 months to materialize.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you use your handset, sir? Your voice is sounding muffled, sir.
I don't know. Can I repeat one more time? Otherwise, I will send an email to you.
Yes, that would be great. We could also help you with the email address. We'll connect with you immediately.
Yeah, that's the problem. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, I wanted to clarify the 750 crores capex that you said. Can you split it up between site plus site 4 and 5? Would it be 200 crores each?
Yes, so in the range of 200 to 250 crores each, that is what the plans are. Site 3++ is in the range of 200 crores as of today. Site 4 and site 5 are being designed and being formalized as we speak. And so it would be in the ballpark of 200 to 250 crores. And that would be the first phases of site 4 and site 5. However, site 3++ would be completely closed for further capex after investing 200 crores.
Right. So now we have gone online with site 3, right? So there was a site 3+ also, right?
Yes, site 3+ and ++ both are right now being being expanded further, which is the which will double the capacity of site 3.
Got it. So we have spent 200 crores in site 3+, and we are spending another 200 crores in site 3++. I hope I'm my understanding is correct.
No, Priyank, let me just correct you. We have invested 200 crores odd on site 3 only, and site 3+ and ++. Sorry, Priyank, we are very sorry. Telephone problems at our end. Site 3 is equal to 200 crores of investment which you have already completed. Site 3++ and site 3+, which is which will enable this capacity on the land space to be doubled up, will entail a further investment of 200 crores. And site 4 and 5 are being currently planned and worked on, but the approximate first phase of investment in site 4 and site 5 will be in the tune of 200 crores to 250 crores each.
Got it. That was clear. And so we added 3,500 tons in site 3. So with site plus and plus plus coming up, we would add another 3,500 crores.
Yes, typically, yes.
Mr. Priyank Chheda, are you through with your question? Mr. Chheda, we'll move on to our next question from the line of Satadru Chakraborty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Good evening. Is my line clear and can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. One question on the bookkeeping. The inventory numbers for fiscal year 23 are roughly up by 50%. Any flavor on why this is and how can we clear this, and do you plan to take an inventory write down next year, or how should we look into this?
Yeah, so the inventory is increased because we have continuously launched new products all throughout the year in financial year 23, and for the new products we always also for the all products we keep inventory of critical raw materials in our inventory for at least 5 months plus, and the new products have been launched, so we are putting more inventories on hand. And that is the only reason. And we will bring down the inventories gradually once the products are properly launched in the market. And we will stabilize them to at least 4.5 to 5 months down the line.
Okay, thanks. Another question on the 5 new molecules you guys launched in Q4. Can you throw a bit of flavor on what kind of molecules, what kind of APIs these are, if they are APIs, and well, how should we the markets for these molecules?
So these molecules were written down in the RHP also. They were carbamazepine, oxcarbamazepine, dolutegravir intermediate, ambroxol intermediate, and another was, the fifth one was the agrochemical intermediate called bifenthrin alcohol. So these were the five intermediates which we have, chemicals for which we have launched the intermediates for, I mean the APIs and agro end product which we have launched the intermediate for.
Okay, and then the last question that I had is the relationship with Otsuka Pharmaceuticals, which has been mentioned in the presentation as well. If I read it correctly, it you guys have mentioned roughly 51 crores of revenue per year, around 300 metric tons, so that's around 1700 rupees per ton. And then what I also read is this is a 10 years supply agreement. Any flavor on what kind of chemicals is this? Is this amongst the ones that you just mentioned? And whatever you can mention of, about this agreement will be helpful.
Yeah, so that, if you read the RHP, again, there's a hint over there. We have formed an association where we were competing with each other, and now we have formed an association on that product. And the other product was identical product of the same, on the same line, on the same chemistry, and that was also given to us. So this agreement is for the period of 10 years, and then will be automatically renewed every every 1 year after 10 years of completion. And the revenues are 51 crores to start with per annum, and which will enable us to grow beyond that as the demand grows of the second molecule also.
Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Inderjeet Singh from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rohan. Aman, Pej. Thanks a lot. Congratulations on good set of numbers. A couple of questions I have on side three. Can you just tell us what was the kind of utilization in site 3 in quarter 4, and by FY24 end, what we think would be the stable state utilization rate in this site?
So currently we are in the quarter 1, which where we started in January, middle of January, and we stabilized. We have reached a capacity utilization on the total streams as 30% only, as we speak, and by the end of this financial year, we look at 60-65% would be our target to utilize the whole, all the streams at 60-65% level.
So was there a meaningful contribution in top line in quarter four from site 3, and can we quantify it?
We can quantify it, but we have not quantified it at the moment, but it was approximately 30-35 crores. 30 crores, let's assume that.
Got it. Third is that the realization on site 3, is this similar to what we are kind of making on a full year basis of around 1700 odd levels, or this is higher than our average numbers?
This will be higher in number, for sure.
Got it. And coming to your expansion plans, is it safe to assume that site 3 plus and plus plus would start to kind of contribute to revenues from early FY24?
Yes, that will be the target to start towards the end of 24, so that we can have some benefit in terms of the top line contribution for the FY24.
Got it, and we have products already kind of in the pipeline for that.
Yes.
Got it. Last question from my side is, if I look at our R&D expenditure as a percentage of sales, we are already one of the highest in the spec chem industry at 7.5%. Would this continue to increase, or now it will stabilize at these kind of levels? Given that our revenue is also likely to come back on a very strong growth over the next couple of years. So in absolute terms, even at stable 7.5%, that would entail a fairly significant rise in R&D.
Yes, interesting question. We have already budgeted 7% this year also in terms of the 7% of our total revenue. So that's going to increase also.
Got it. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yash Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, my first question was regarding our realization. Just to clarify, did you say that our realization for FY23 was 1,766?
Yes.
Okay. Last quarter we had mentioned that for 9 months our realization was around more than 1900 rupees. So this quarter, have you witnessed a significant fall in our selling price?
Just a moment.
No, no. The last quarter, the realization was around 1600 rupees, not 1900 rupees.
Oh, it was 1600.
Got it.
Sorry, my bad. So, but this quarter, have we basically taken price decrease? Have we like passed on the lower prices to the customer?
The correction of the prices has already started. So, as the raw materials have decreased, you will be seeing the original levels which were prevailing before 1 year. I mean, so that will happen, but also the margins will remain intact, and the margins will start growing because of that. So you will see a certain correction, but it will not affect the overall business of Aether, because we had not shown a great increase in terms of the margin in the last 1 year also, in terms of the pricing. So it will only come to the original level. It will not dip beyond the original level.
So it is safe to assume that even if the prices increases in the future, we should be able to maintain more than 30% of the margins.
Yes.
Right. Got it, sir. Sir, my second question was regarding the three big contracts we've gotten in the last financial year from Aramco, from Otsuka, and from Polaroid. So are we going to have dedicated plants for all of them? My understanding is that we'll have multi-purpose plant, but then for a bigger contract like Aramco, are we going to have a dedicated plant?
Yeah, so interesting question. So Polaroid is more towards the CRAMS, which is the R&D and the pilot plant segment. The Otsuka is more towards existing products in our portfolio, and the Saudi Aramco is towards commercialization of a new technology. And so the Polaroid will most likely come from a mixture of the current assets in the pilot plant and new assets that we have already planned for. So in essence, from the multipurpose new pilot plants coming in. The Otsuka will be from the existing assets, and the Saudi Aramco, as it progresses forward, will be dedicated production assets built for the Saudi Aramco technology. But anything that we do take up in the manufacturing assets is focused on our core competencies, and so across the core competencies, all plants are fungible and multi-purpose in nature. And so even the Saudi Aramco plant, when we do build it, will be a multi-purpose plant across the core competency involved in that technology.
Got it, sir. So another question which I had was, last quarter we announced that we are going to basically make 3 agro-intermediate products. What will be the realization of those products, blended realization? Will it be in the same range as the 5 pharma intermediates which we had announced?
North of 2,000 rupees, for sure. It would be an interesting set of numbers in terms of per kilo, but we would only like to divulge right now that it would be about 2,000 rupees a kilo.
Okay, about 2,000 rupees a kilo. Got it, sir. Last question, sir. For FY24, how do we see our business mix changing? I mean, this year we had 42% coming from pharma and 35% coming from agro. Do we expect it to remain the same for the next financial year as well?
No, pharma will slightly increase. For sure, yes, because we are launching 5 products in it. Out of that, 4 products are in the agro, in the pharma side. So hence, the pharma will take a lead again. But however, in the long term, it will again balance out with the three new products in the agro side also.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually, just one small follow-up. Has there been any specification as to what kind of form the equity raise will be taking? Which is
true. Can you please repeat?
Yes, regarding the 750 crore equity raise, do we have any idea as to how we are, what exactly is the instrument under which we are trying to raise the issue or what is the case?
So we have to reach the
minimum level of 75% in terms of the dilution. We have only diluted 13% as of today, so 12% is still due, which has to be due, which has to be done in next 2 years period approximately, and so we'll be looking for this dilution and as per the SEBI guidelines by going for a primary raise only. We do not want to go into any OFF at this moment because we are seeing a lot of expansion plans at Aether, and we are a bit of the opportunities out here, and so we will go for only primary dilution in the company.
Okay. Thank you. That was from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon all, and thanks for taking my question. I got a few of them. First, on the CAPEX guidance and the revenue opportunity which we shared, we have already spent 200 crores on the Site 3. We plan to spend another 600-650 crores in 3 plus plus 4 and 5. So all put together, what we are looking at is close to a capex of 900 to 1000 crores. And if I put a 2x kind of an asset turn at the peak of it, which you said we will achieve to 18 months once this plant are up. So 2 years for the plant and 18 months. So what we are basically looking at is FY27, we could potentially be able to generate a revenue which is in excess of 2,500 to 2,600. Is that the right understanding?
Yes, that would be, I think, the right calculation to put that in.
Got it. Just to understand this, because this is quite a steep jump, can you help us understand which are the segment in terms of application we are looking at? I know it's very difficult and it's way too far, but just what is at least our intent in terms of mix between the pharma, agro, material science, including photography and everything? How would you intend to have this mix, say, 3-4 years down the line?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jain. The excellent question. So the mix which we try to dream of or we want to achieve is 40% pharma, 40% agro, and 20% material science. 20% material science would include oil and gas, high performance photography, electronic chemicals, and so on and so forth. That is a sub part of it. Yes, so Mr. Jain, so you would prefer a 3 equal distribution on these 3 business models. However, okay. 40, 40, and 20 would be the right target for at this moment.
Got it. You were telling that material is slightly difficult. Can you elaborate on that? I think that's where we dropped off.
No, material science is not difficult. Material science we would prefer that material science also grows at equal pace.
Okay.
But that segment it is quite an interesting segment, and it takes slightly more decision time as compared to pharma and agro.
Got it. On the pharma and agro side, do we intend to remain at, say, intermediate stage, or we are also intending to, say, move in the value chain in terms of producing API and AI, which have a much larger realization when you compare to the intermediate pay. Do we intend, or are we working to move up in the value chain until that stage?
No. So our focus is specialty chemicals and its intermediates only. So we do not want to go into the AI or API segment or formulations in the near future.
Got it. Fair enough. Just dwelling a little bit more there on the agro and pharma, have we really identified the number of products? If yes, then how many products are in the pipeline, say, for the next 2 to 3 years? And at what stages are we in these products? And how does it look like in terms of portfolio versus what we have today? Will it be higher realization, lower realization? And particularly in the pharma side, what are the key areas of focus in terms of diagnosis or the therapeutic area?
Right. So we have a pipeline of the products in R&D is 29. They are into scale-up and into round-bottom class, that is in R&D. So that is the pipeline. It is a mix of agrochemicals and material science and pharmaceutical intermediates only. We are looking at this pipeline in the terms of next 2 years of commercialization, 2 to 3 years of commercialization. So we will be commercializing these products if they are successful in scale-up in the large-scale manufacturing business, under the large-scale business model in the next 2 to 3 years.
What was
the second part of the question, sir?
So this 29 product, what will be the addressable market size today? What will be this 29 product in terms of market today to understand the scale of this product?
We do not have that number on hand at the moment, but it's northward of 3,000-4,000 crores, the market size.
Got it. Fair enough. Last question from my side. Sorry, I'm stretching a little bit here.
No, please go ahead.
On the near term, we said that we anticipate to run this plant 3 at 60% utilization in FY24, and we also anticipate some growth in the pharma side as well, which normalizing from the low base of FY23. If I backward it, we are looking at the top line in FY24 anywhere in the range of 950 to 1000 crores. Will it be a fair assumption?
I would not like to comment on that, but I'm sure.
Arithmetically, that's how it comes, I hope. Arithmetically, I am right?
We'll try our level best to come to that number.
Got it. Fair enough, and nice hearing you. Best of luck.
Thank you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Ohri from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi, Aman, Rohan and Chris. A few questions from my side. Post these expansion of Site 3, plus 3, plus, plus, and 4, you will still be having quite a lot of ample amount of free land. So is it that this is just the phase 1 of expansion of around 800 crores or something, and should we be looking at another round of expansion maybe in the same numbers or so?
Yes, you are right.
With the same kind of asset term that we should see that in FY27-28?
Yes, we are envisaging the same asset term on all the products we see.
Okay. In that case, what would be the debt profile like? Because you are almost debt-free today. So will you be looking at some sort of fundraising or will you be consistently maintaining the debt-free status?
Rohit, we have to achieve minimum shareholding pattern of 75%. Mm-hmm. So we have to further dilute by 12%. We have put up an enabling resolution of 7,500 million rupees only at this moment. Mm-hmm. So we still have a chance to further dilute in the next 2 years' time. And so to reach the 75% holding levels. And we prefer to put all this 12% as a primary in Ether. So we have a good opportunity over here to invest all this amount, whatever we get into this land parcels which we are owning and build up from there.
So any thoughts on the board with the dividend distribution policy as a reward to the shareholders? Any thoughts on that?
Currently, we are growing in the growing mode. We are in the investing mode, so we would not prefer to give dividend at the moment.
Okay. Last questions. It's a pair for the new products that is related to Otsuka LSM with the two products. So will you be maintaining the blended margins of 29-30 kind of a range that we have, or you will be aiming at something higher than that with the new product profiles?
Absolutely, we will be maintaining the margins or we will try to grow above this margin.
Okay.
On the same to production.
Okay.
Last question on the Saudi Aramco, the Converge and the case or for the polyols. If you can just elaborate a little bit on what exactly Aether will be doing and what will be our contribution as to what sort of products are these or what sort of processing is required for the case products or for the polyols. If you can just elaborate just two, three lines related to that.
Yeah. This is a joint partnership, joint development effort that has been going on for quite a few years now. In the IPO also, we had consent from them to publish their names as a customer. This is a joint technology development that we have done for the process to manufacture these Converge polyols. Going forward, this will involve the manufacturing at Aether and commercialization of the Converge polyols technology, and the applications would be differentiated and applied polyols for the case industry. Not going after the base polyols that form the fundamentals of the case industry, but going after the applied and differentiated polyols, which as a function of the polyols that we are making from this technology, will provide potentially enhanced properties as well as up to 40% carbon dioxide by weight. Makes for potentially it could be very interesting from a sustainability perspective and also give differentiated and applied properties in the case industry.
Have you identified some more clients or customers to whom we intend to sell these products to?
Absolutely. If you look at the letter of intent that we have made, there's a potential another joint press release coming up in the next few months with another multinational company partner who's going to potentially launch a new product based on this technology. It would be a three-way joint press release between Saudi Aramco, Aether, and this customer, multinational customer X, on the launch of this new technology. A new product launch involving this technology.
This target which the previous participant was talking about of around 2,000 crore, it seems to be slightly more conservative and you can grow more aggressively if all things fall in place for you, probably reach at 4,000 crore or something by 2028 or so.
Sir, I'll send a box of sweets to your office. Jokes apart, you know, we have, as we've always said, the fundamentals of the company are very sound. We are expanding in the right manner and approach in the R&D pilot plant and production with a practical, pragmatic approach, and the pieces have been set quite well. We are quite upbeat and positive in our outlook for the quarters and the years to come. The years to come will be much more interesting.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for answering the question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for joining the call. We hope that we have covered most of your questions. If you still have any further questions, please feel free to reach us. Stay safe and have a great day ahead. Thank you.
On behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.